Good evening, everyone. Our stories tonight are some you won't soon forget. I sincerely hope you are prepared to hear them, at least prepared to escape into the darkness for even a few minutes and forget everything else. So, turn off the lights, grab a drink, and let yourself be carried away. You are now entering Tales of the Night. A few days ago, we were awakened by the screams of the lady from the house across the street. She was shouting from the balcony that someone had broken into her house, screaming for help. Many neighbors went out, including my dad, while we watched from the window. We were surprised when she said it was a little girl, that the little girl had gotten into her bedroom and was hiding under the bed. She was terrified to go back inside. Everyone started thinking the woman was unwell, that she was having some kind of breakdown. No one tried to enter the house as they waited for the police, who arrived but didn't go inside despite her pleas for help until the paramedics arrived too. They finally went in to calm the woman down. She seemed to be having a panic attack. I don't know what they gave her, but they took her out on a stretcher and transported her to the hospital. After a few minutes, all the neighbors went back home. But just as we were about to go back to bed, I noticed the light in the woman's bedroom seemed to flicker, like there was a short circuit sparking in there. I told my mom, who came over to look with me. By the time she did, the light had stopped flickering, but the curtain slid open, ever so slightly. There were no lights on in that house. But we could very clearly see someone peering out. A little girl. It's been 3 days now, and the woman still hasn't come back. I don't know if I should tell her or how to tell her that. She was right. There was someone in her room. It all started a year ago. Shortly after my cat died, I sleep on the bottom bunk in my bedroom. The top is open. I usually sleep facing the wall, but one night I woke up in the wee hours. Around 3 a.m., I think. I rolled over to the other side of the bed, and there was a shadow, a silhouette in the darkness, with frizzy, bushy hair very close to me, about to touch me. I thought maybe I was having a night terror since I'd never had one before. I instinctively pulled the covers over my face. That's when I realized I wasn't asleep. I could move. I was awake. But just as suddenly, the feeling that something was in my room was gone. Of course, I couldn't fall back asleep after that. I made an effort to not make a big deal of it the next day. Because I knew if I did, I wouldn't be able to sleep peacefully ever again. About 3 nights went by and I started noticing I had some bruises on my arms. Then, one day, I woke up with marks on my wrists, like someone had grabbed me so hard their fingers had dug into my skin. It was hard for me to sleep after that. And with good reason. Not long after, I woke up around the same time because I heard someone breathing in the top bunk. I was so scared, I could only bring myself to cover my face again, pretend I hadn't heard anything, and try to go back to sleep. Of course, I never considered getting up to check it out. I started getting used to it, but I didn't want to worry my mom by telling her anything. Nights went by, and I slept worse and worse, until one night I opened my eyes. Feeling that whatever had been watching me was now fully on top of me. So close I couldn't make out any of its features, but I could see it smiling. I covered my face again as fear took over me. I couldn't move an inch. I also didn't want to. I didn't want to touch it. Even when I couldn't feel it anymore, I was paralyzed. I didn't even check if it had gone either. I spent the whole night under the covers. At that point, I had to tell my mom. She sprayed holy water around my room, and I was at ease for a few nights. I even adopted another kitten to sleep next to me. A few weeks had gone by when I was in bed looking at my phone one night around 2 a.m. when I heard someone trying to open my door, turning the knob and pushing on it. I thought maybe it was my mom checking if I had fallen asleep, but the next morning when I asked her, she denied having been up that late. I started having doubts and wondered if maybe the holy water had only made things worse. And I think I was right. I wouldn't let myself sleep. That way nothing could catch me by surprise. One night I was sending voice messages back and forth with a friend. It was almost 3 a.m. when, as I went to record a message, a moan I can't even describe, but I have recorded, sent a chill down my spine. It didn't sound human. It came from under my bed. There was something down there. My friend heard it too. He asked me if it wasn't my cat, but the cat was sound asleep next to me. I didn't sleep at all that night. I decided to go stay with my sister for a while, but even there, every time I would turn off the lights to try to sleep, I felt something watching me. I became very scared to walk near the bed in the dark. She lived next door to a house that rented out rooms that were almost always vacant, and the ones on the second floor had a view right into where I slept. Even if it was 5 p.m., I felt there was someone inside, in those unoccupied rooms. Nights were worse because you could see silhouettes moving around inside, sometimes peering out the window. While I was staying at my sister's, my aunt told me that she had seen me come out of my bedroom back home several times in those days and head toward the backyard, even though she knew I wasn't there. I moved back into my mom's house this year, and things have been calmer. I've only gotten some very small bruises on my body that you can only see if you look closely. But I still can't explain any of this, least of all the sound I captured. But there's one thing I'm sure of. Whatever watches me at night has not left. It still inhabits my room, and it won't be long before it shows itself again.
Community, it is time for us to dive into the story this episode is named after. But first, we remind you to subscribe so you never miss the latest episodes from Tales of the Night. I'm Uriel Reyes. Thanks again for listening and for making this project possible. And now, for the last story of tonight.
My grandmother's house is strange. It has a huge patio in the middle, and the room's windows all form a circle around it. That is, from the bedrooms, you can see everything from all angles of the patio. It's very creepy if you think about it, but we had never had any weird experiences, and my siblings and I loved going there. We even left overnight clothes there, as we often stayed. Her other grandchildren also visited, but not as much as us. We were even there when my grandmother's best friend was battling cancer. The poor woman fought for a terrible few months, until she finally rested. My grandmother was the only person she trusted, so she was practically living at her house during that time. We were staying at my grandmother's, helping take care of her two dogs. Well, that was just an excuse. We were 11, 13, and 14, and we took turns staying there. And nothing scary or paranormal had ever happened. That is, until the time my two brothers stayed with me. It was the first time in a long time that we were there together. We plugged in the Nintendo 64 and started playing Mario Kart. Suddenly we heard something. At first we thought it was coming from another house in the distance, but it seemed to grow clearer and closer after a while. It was a very old tune.
Is it coming from the living room?
One of my brothers asked. Who knows? Is it Grandma? I asked, while my older brother slowly approached the window of our room to see the rest of the house. We turned off the TV, got close behind him. His next words terrified me.
There's someone in the living room, They broke into the house.
We didn't have a phone in the room. The only one in the house was in our grandma's room, but to get there, we'd have to go out into the hallway, and whoever was inside would see us. We were scared, thinking what we'd do if we had to defend ourselves. The oldest among us was 14, but the truth is we had never gotten into a fight before. The odds were against us.
They are elderly people,
said one of my brothers, peeking out the window.
Look, come here. It's the elderly couple.
We looked more closely, finding two elderly people dancing in the living room. They looked about 80 years old or more, older than Grandma. We found it very strange. We thought they might be acquaintances of hers or something, and decided to go out and see what they wanted. The strangest part was we could see them clearly, as you would see anything through a window. But as soon as we opened the door, the music stopped. The old folks disappeared in an instant. We ran to the living room, but no one was there. The front door was properly shut. Everything was in order. Grandma's record player was even unplugged, and she would later confirm that it didn't even work anymore. The next morning, when Grandma went to the house, we told her what we'd seen, and she was puzzled. She had never seen anything weird in that house in over 2 decades, but she believed us. She said she would ask the lady who sold it to her, the daughter of the former owners who lived around the corner. When she went to see her the next day, only the mother was home, that is, the woman who had lived her in my grandmother's house before her. Grandma said she seemed to be close to 100 years old, that she could barely hear her. But when Grandma told her that she now lived in her former house, the lady invited her in. When my grandmother told her what we had seen, the woman smiled and after a moment said that her husband always kept his promises. She told her their story. As it was common in those times, she and her husband were forced to marry very young and they had a relatively happy life. Her husband had always been the best partner she could hope for. But over time, she realized that he was not truly happy. She realized, however, how happy he was when his best friend visited along with his wife. His expression would change. He wouldn't stop smiling. That happiness was so clear that one night, after one of those visits, she asked him very seriously,
Are you in love with your friend's wife?
The man felt exposed. He couldn't hold back. He could not lie to his wife. He never had, and he never would. But it wasn't what his wife thought. And suddenly everything became very clear. That friendship, that childhood friendship with his best friend, it had always been surrounded by love. By a mutual love that neither of them dared confess in those times. Upon growing up, both married and started families and tried to be the men everyone expected them to be. Family men.
I have never broken the oath of fidelity I made you, and I never will. I love you, and I promised you my whole life.
That's what the man told his wife, and she somehow understood. And although at first she struggled to keep accepting visits from her husband's friend, she understood that it made them both happy. The two chatted in the yard over a beer while the ladies prepared coffee. On one of those nights, they put music on in the living room. The friend's wife invited her husband to dance. Then the lady of the house sat next to her husband's friend and with a single phrase, let him know that she knew everything, that she also understood. After all, they both loved the same person, who at that moment was dancing happily with his best friend's wife. The man was too ashamed to respond and quickly wiped away the tears streaming down his cheeks. At that point in the story, the lady excused herself to prepare some coffee. Then she continued. She was 70 when her husband's friend died, and her husband soon became ill with grief. He spoke to himself on his deathbed, and after saying her goodbyes, she couldn't help overhearing.
In another life, perhaps, you and I could have danced without fear. I promise, in another life, we will.
The dying man said, with the little breath he had left. The lady smiled with tears in her eyes and turned to look at my grandmother.
You know, I'm happy for him. My husband always kept his promises, even the last one.
Then she turned to a recently placed altar with the photo of an old man.
Look, my old man left us 2 months ago. He finally went to rest. When did you say they saw them?
The day before yesterday,
my grandmother replied.
Well, I guess time works differently for them, right? I can't complain about anything. He made me happy in this life. All of it. Entirely. Hopefully in the next one, he gets to be as happy as he deserved to be.
My grandmother couldn't help smiling too. That was 20 years ago, and those spirits were never seen again.